Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, some breaking news with Matt Gaetz really fires me up. What they did here, the power the federal government has goes beyond indictments and spying. They could just ruin a reputation by leaking a story. Very important story here. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app, type in Charlie Kirk Show and subscribe in the upper right hand corner. Get involved with Turning Point USA Today at tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support. Start a Turning Point USA chapter at tpusa.com to join our movement. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Guilty until proven innocent. 18 months ago, the media was fed reports that Matt Gaetz was about to be indicted by federal law enforcement for sex trafficking. A very serious accusation. Because of this, a smear campaign was launched so that anybody that would dare get close to Matt Gaetz would think twice. Now, at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action and the Charlie Kirk Show, we kept on having Matt Gaetz on, but many other Republican establishment groups wanted nothing to do with Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz with charisma and with energy, with precision of arguments, one of the youngest, most outspoken people in Congress. They had to go after him and they went after him hard, but they didn't indict him. Instead, they kind of kept him in legal purgatory. That he might be indicted at every moment. You should stay away from him. Again, the punishment is the process because the government has unlimited money. They can string this thing along for years. And it's kind of a constitutional loophole because it's not cruel and unusual constitutionally because they haven't indicted you. They're just investigating you, but they're leaking along the way that they're investigating you. Going after Matt Gaetz for potentially human trafficking, a baseless claim, where they allowed Bill Clinton to go free with everything he did with Epstein Island and Lolita Express, which we will never quite understand the depth or the complexity of. But today, Matt Gaetz received some welcome news from the Washington Post, the very same Washington Post that leaked the story originally. Might have been the New York Times, but whatever. The point is that the media. Career prosecutors are now recommending no charges for Matt Gaetz in sex trafficking probe. So all those 18 months of smearing his character, of trying to keep him in a penalty box, preventing him from speaking, preventing him from raising money, trying to hope he'll resign. Now, Matt Gaetz employed a very risky media strategy. He went all in. He leaned in. And I remember a lot of people that I talked to said, boy, if this works for Matt Gaetz, he is certainly setting a precedent kind of around the Trump behavioral model of lean in, do media, don't sit down and shut up. Career prosecutors recommend no charges for Gaetz in sex trafficking probe. He stood up to the bullies. He stood up to the entire Department of Justice and FBI, and now they're saying, oh, just kidding, we're not going to charge you. Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz, and I'm just guessing, has probably had to pay over $100,000 a month in legal fees. It's a very risky strategy because every lawyer would have said, Matt, sit down and shut up. Go home. Don't say anything. And Matt Gaetz did interview after interview after interview. It turns out that Matt Gaetz' very risky strategy, one of bold and of courage, worked. But I hope the deeper point why I'm leading with this today, and we'll get to the Republican plan and what I like about it and what I think could be better about it and all that. But the reason I'm leading with this is that they have such power that it's not even just about indicting you. It's not even just about putting you into jail. It's just smearing your character. It is poisoning your name before any indictment is ever filed. Now, there is some good news here. The good news is that the Constitution is still somewhat alive. Is that there still is some form of due process in our country that, despite all of the problems, they were still worried that some jury of their peers, even if they would have filed it in a DC court, wouldn't have gone along with a fictitious, outrageous, outlandish potential prosecution. So now Matt Gaetz is vindicated. Matt Gaetz is now able to say, well, I'm not being charged. Does he get those 18 months back? Does he get all the articles written about him? All of the smear campaigns written about him? And they went after him for only one reason. He was a threat to the regime, and they had to slow down his congressional progress. And I hope Matt Gaetz sues everybody. I hope he sues the Department of Justice for illegally leaking, sues the FBI, sues all of the smear artists and the detractors. But now the government comes out and they say, well, our career prosecutors say there's not much of a case. We're just going to move on. And they're going to get away with this? That is part of the process. It's Soviet, which is, even if there's not enough evidence, let's just kind of set it out there so that there's sort of a cloud of doubt around him, that he won't be as appealing as he might otherwise seem. We'll just kind of just create this feeling that there might be there. So where does he go to get his reputation back from our government? Where does he go to make this right? Now that the government says, actually, we're recommending no charges, after he has probably had to spend over $1 million in legal fees, how does one remedy that? And we've talked a lot about how they've indicted Navarro and they indicted Bannon. They sent 40 subpoenas. They took Scott Perry's cell phone. They did all these different sorts of things. Not to mention the trial of Dinesh D'Souza, all these different ones across the board. But we haven't always talked about Matt Gaetz. See, there's some other breaking news. I want to make sure I read that before I mention it on air. Something around the Build the Wall case. But the government doesn't care. The government just continues marching on because they know that Republicans are never serious about using any form of the legal system as a check and balance on their tyranny. But this wasn't even just using the legal system. They can destroy somebody's reputation solely on a leak, a suspicion, a rumor. And that's what they tried to do to Matt Gaetz. And I just want to say, I am very proud. I'm very thankful for our team at Turning Point USA, where we said, you know what, we're going to continue to have Matt Gaetz at our events. And they hammered us, the media. Congressman accused of underage sex trafficking speaking at youth event. Oh, get a life. And now they're saying, oh, just kidding, there's no evidence for that. You see how that works? So they smear the person, they smear anyone that associates with them, and the government now just says, just kidding, we don't have the evidence to recommend charges. Just a rumor. It was just something out there. We're not actually going to go into it. And half the country will always think of him this way. He will always have some form of a cloud over it. And as soon as Matt Gaetz is willing and able, I hope he goes on a vindication tour. How wrong this is, how deeply sick and disturbing it is, where he's not going to serve time in prison, according to this story. He's not going to go and be in jail, according to this story. But he is going to have some form of a probationary punishment for the rest of his life. The government can smear your reputation, absent evidence, and they just get to move on. They get to do whatever they want. Which is why we need to make a lot of this news item. We need to make this a very big story and shame the government. In the midst of a very important 18 months, they go and just leak a story while Biden's president. Oh, yeah, by the way, we might indict Matt Gaetz. And then 18 months later, like, oh, yeah, we never really had the evidence for that. But he's still accused. And by the way, they're not going to say that he's innocent, because it's not the government to declare people innocent. But they'll just say, we didn't have the proper evidence at the time. They go after Bannon. They go after Eastman. They went after Lindell. They go after these alternate electors. They're full court press. And today the news is the government admits, yeah, we actually don't have the goods on Matt Gaetz. Yeah, sorry you had to spend $1 million defending yourself, reputationally put yourself at risk, almost losing your congressional seat and smearing every other group that went alongside of you. But we're the government. We do whatever we want. It's a big victory for the rule of law, but it's a deeper point that should infuriate you on how the government is able to get away with this. Look, I don't feel too good about the coming months and years, do you? That's why now is the perfect time to stock up on emergency food you're probably going to need very, very soon. Listen, emergency food is not for the paranoid. It is for the prudent. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company. They're currently offering a generous 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. This kit gives you a wide variety of delicious breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, snacks, and more, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. It feeds one person for 3 solid months. But this sale ends soon. Go to preparewithkirk.com right now and grab your 20% savings off a 3-month kit. This is an affordable way to build your emergency food stockpile while you still can. If the day ever comes when you need to fall back on this food, it will be worth much more than what you paid. I promise. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. Someone emailed us, Charlie, the FBI doesn't have any power. Stop saying they have power. Yeah, they have power. Are you kidding me? They can indict anybody at any time and leak anything. They have unbelievable power, almost unchecked power. And that's the problem, is that power is something that needs to exist in a governmental or civil form. We admit that, that there's going to be competence hierarchies. There's going to be some form of a structure that needs to be put in place. And a structure needs to make moral claims. This is where I always laugh when people say, well, you know, our Constitution doesn't make any moral arguments. The whole thing is a moral document. The entire structure of the United States government is a moral claim. One of the moral claims of the United States Constitution is its prognosis or its diagnosis of how human beings act with power. And it makes a very simple moral claim, which is that if we're going to have power transition from people towards the state, then that power needs to be separate and checked upon. And it also needs to be done with permission from the consent of the governed. And then you also need to have an independent form of government, a judiciary, that can check on it, keep eyes on it, and make sure that it's not running awry. But all of that comes back to an even more fundamental moral claim, that is first articulated in the Declaration of Independence and then put into practice in the United States Constitution, which is, what is a human being? The Founding Fathers understood what a human being was, not a combination of cells, not a random act of nature. No, it is somebody that is an image bearer, made in the image of God, made in the image of a creator, has a soul, a spirit, and yes, a mind and a body as well. But that soul is a reason why they have natural rights. They are a speaking being. And so as we have this situation where the government has now created a new way to be able to destroy political dissidents, not just indictments, not just leg irons, not just handcuffs, but leaking baselessly and falsely over a protracted period of time to poison the name of somebody they don't like. They're doing this, by the way. They did this exact same playbook with Trump, with the Russia stuff. They just say an accusation, try to balloon it, get people on television to parrot it through the Mockingbird media. And then over time, it's disproven. But by the time it's disproven, half the country still doesn't care. Half the country still believes that Donald Trump is a Putin puppet, despite the fact the opposite is actually true. But it doesn't matter. By the time it gets into the zeitgeist and it gets repeated and the lie gets circulated, people believe it. So now Matt Gaetz is going to have to spend time, money, and energy trying to win back his reputation. I think Matt Gaetz has a very strong case to make. Very strong case legally. Now, I will say that I'm starting to get a little bit of optimism that the Republican Party is listening. Today, Kevin McCarthy unveiled what Republicans will do if they take over the House of Representatives. Now, I'm well aware many of you are not fans of Kevin McCarthy. Marjorie Taylor Greene was at this announcement, which I know many of you are fans of. So put that aside for a second. And instead, let's focus on what was said. If this is true, I think this is a step in the right direction. If this is true, this is the type of posture that we need out of the new Congress. Play cut 126.
But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. Our job is to work for you, not go after you.
It's a step in the right direction. 87,000 new IRS agents, the first action to get rid of them. We need to go even further, Church and Pike committee equivalent, the Jordan Hawley committee. But make no mistake, this program, War Room, Tucker Carlson, is really setting the agenda. Your precincts that you show up to, your state party committee meetings, you pressuring your lawmakers, the money you give is determining and dictating the upcoming legislative agenda if we're able to pull off the red wave, which looks more and more likely. Part of what we are going to do is reestablish the constitutional check and balance. You could call it a constitutional reset. And fundamental to that is this idea that power cannot be unchecked. Man cannot be trusted with power. That is a moral argument our founders got right. In the administrative state, the deep state, the machinery within the federal government, their time is running thin. And by the way, there should be another special counsel on the leaking of information against Gates, going after Bannon, Navarro, all of this. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bedsheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all now for sale for $29.98 with our listener promo code Kirk. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 800-875-0425 now and use promo code Kirk, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, and they're known to sell out quickly, so use promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. That is MyPillow.com. We're talking about the structure of the United States Constitution, amongst many other news items that are here. And this Matt Gaetz story just really fires me up. It's not going to get the coverage it deserves in the activist media. They're just going to bury it and move on. Despite the fact that they wrote repeated story after story after story after story after story after story, trying to destroy his character and his reputation. And it can happen to every single one of you, any one of you. They can reputationally ruin you by leaking something, by rumor mill. It is a penalty by rumor mill, not an indictment. They could have kept an investigation quiet, first of all. They should never have had an investigation into this in the first place, considering the lack of evidence, the political nature of it. In fact, they're not even investigating actual sex traffickers in our country. They're going after Matt Gaetz. Why? Because he's a very articulate, charismatic, well-spoken, factually focused member of Congress who is really starting a congressional MAGA movement. And they had to stop that. They had to create a little bit of a fog of uncertainty, make it harder for him to raise money, harder for him to do events, harder for him to go on television. In fact, he wasn't allowed to go on cable TV for quite some time. Not allowed, but meaning people are like, I don't want to do it. It's toxic. I don't like it. Now, we, of course, at Turning Point, and I'm very proud of this. I'll say it again. We had him speak at our events, and we came under huge attack for that. Massive attack. Charlie, what are you doing? Charlie, there's this aura of a looming indictment. I said, I don't care. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Even if he was indicted, I would want to see the charging documents. I want to see his defense. I want to see what the jury of his peers, even if he was convicted, I want to see the evidence myself, especially considering the nonsense they threw at Paul Manafort, the nonsense they're throwing at Bannon. And some Republicans and conservatives, Charlie, I really don't like the fact that you have Matt Gaetz at your event. And now the government's like, oh, just kidding. It was all a joke. We don't have the evidence. Have a nice life. The Constitution is supposed to prevent from this kind of tyrannical, despotic overreach. Today, the Republican organization announced their, quote, commitment to America. An economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. It's a four-part plan. Newt Gingrich helped contribute to this. Now, I think there are some really good elements to this plan. Does not go far enough, obviously, but we have to be realistic. We have to be honest. We have to be clear. What are we dealing with? And is it trending in the right direction? I'm a Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, Byron Donalds. That's kind of my flavor of conservatism, obviously. And I think we need to do everything we possibly can to put leadership on notice that we're not going to put up with Paul Ryan and John Boehner conservatism. Let's play this clip right here. Cut 135. A mom voices her concern with education at the House GOP's Commitment to America. Play cut 135.
There are many other public education issues concerning parents like myself. The slow creep of critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion, gender identity, and allowing biological boys to enter girls' spaces and sports. Now we have SEL, which is social emotional learning. It's indoctrination disguised as programs like kindness initiatives or anti-bullying programs or diversity projects. These are all Marxist-style programs targeting our children.
They are. They are Marxist-style programs infiltrating our country. So this plan that has now been released, Commitment to America, led by Kevin McCarthy, has the following promises. And it focuses on these four things: economy, nation that's strong, and then built on freedom. So they say we're going to fight inflation, we're going to talk about the cost of living, we're going to release American energy, and we're going to solve the supply chain crisis. Finally, a nation that is safe. And I want your thoughts on this, freedom@charliekirk.com. Just based on the peppering we're receiving, not exactly fans of Kevin McCarthy here. And we're getting a lot of emails on that. However, you got to look at what you're going to deal with. It's very interesting Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. Secure the border and combat illegal immigration. 3.5 million illegal border crossings under Biden. And building the wall, reduce crime and protect public safety. Defend America's national security. The next category, a future that's built on freedom. Talk about achieve longer, healthier lives for Americans. Confront big tech and demand fairness. There is a part here of not allowing men to compete in women's sports. It's interesting, too. They have a picture of Jim Jordan on this website. Massive constitutional oversight. Have hearings on the origin of COVID, hearings on the Biden regime's failure in Afghanistan, hearings on the Justice Department labeling parents as domestic terrorists, and more. You guys be the judge. I want your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's play cut 134.
We've watched what's happened to our border, the millions of people who are just walking across. People on the terrorist watch list. But now we're watching it create every community to be a border community. Fentanyl, the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. That poison starts in China and comes across our border. Do you realize it's killing 300 Americans every day?
Meanwhile, this is Alejandro Mayorkas, cut 128, defending the Department of Homeland Security. Boy, one of the first acts needs to be to impeach and remove Mayorkas from office. Play cut 128.
Secretary, I'm here in El Paso, where about 2,000 people are arriving every day. Secretary, what is the United States border policy?
Well, we are doing so much, Jose. You know what our policy is? Our policy is to enforce the law. And that is indeed what we are doing.
Oh, yeah, we're enforcing the law. It's the opposite. Alejandro Mayorkas is allowing the continual invasion of our country. I've said it before. That is acts of treason against the homeland. To allow foreigners to waltz in without any sort of stopping whatsoever. 5,000 a day if you count the entire border. 5,000 a day. We'll play a cut here. Talking about today from the new plan that I love your thoughts from, you guys could check it out at republicanleader.gov. This is the plan that Republicans are articulating if they take back the House of Representatives. Play cut 136.
We want an economy that is strong. That means you can fill up your tank. That the paychecks grow, they no longer shrink. We have a plan for a nation that's safe. That means your community will be protected. Your law enforcement will be respected. Your criminals will be prosecuted. We believe in a future that's built on freedom. That your children come first. They're taught to dream big. And we believe in a check and balance that government should be accountable. No longer special interest. We should work for you.
The idea of a check and balance has not been in Washington, D.C. for quite some time. The challenge of this new Republican Congress, if it ends up being a Republican Congress, because we got to win, but at least they're talking about something that's positive. There's a lot of parents' party elements in here. There's a lot of base demands in here, which is good. So it's certainly not the buffet line that I would totally choose, but it's getting in the right direction. Is this, is the challenge will be having the wherewithal, having the precision, and having the wisdom to be able to disentangle and deconstruct the administrative state. The administrative state runs the country right now. And the administrative state is not just in the federal government. The administrative state is interinstitutional. It is intergovernmental. It is Silicon Valley. It's the big banks. It's the CDC. It is Pfizer. It's AstraZeneca working with the agencies in government, working with people like Anthony Fauci. Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene were there, which probably means some inside baseball. I've been texting some people. What it means is probably a deal has been struck. It probably means that McCarthy is going to be pressured to follow through on these deals or risk losing his speakership. That's probably what's been happening here. And again, there's a lot of inside baseball I'm not always clued into here. Here's what I want. I want immediate investigations into the IRS. I want the IRS agents to be completely removed. I want Fauci to be put in front of a committee immediately. I want a Jordan and Hawley special committee on FBI overreach, and I want a Church and Pike committee 2.0. I want to have Marjorie Taylor Greene, Andy Biggs, soon to be Congresswoman Anna Paulina, Caroline Leavitt on a special committee overseeing the IRS and having a full commission report on the IRS. Who are they auditing? Who are they investigating? Seems as if there's a deal that's been cut here. I'm going to try to dive deeper into this and talk to some of my sources. And there's a lot of people, and by the way, I'm not blaming you. A lot of you are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. You know what? You shouldn't trust them. I agree. They have not earned your trust yet. That is not the argument I'm making. They have a lot of action to do before I'm telling you to trust them. I'm not. That opinion is exactly right. Someone says, Charlie, I want Jim Jordan for speaker. There probably was a deal cut where Jim Jordan is going to basically be oversight czar and Kevin speaker. There's probably been a deal cut like that. I'm just speculating, but it seems to be that way. One of the reasons why Republicans are going to take back the House of Representatives based on all trajectories is because Latinos and Hispanics are defecting in major numbers from the Democrat Party. It turns out talking about how men can become pregnant, black-only dormitories, gender being a fluid construct is not very popular in a traditional moral center of a hardworking Hispanic home. And so The View is doing what The View does. They've now come out and they're saying, it's so interesting to me that there's so many Latinos that vote Republican because they're voting against their own self-interest. This is exactly how they acted with Donald Trump back in 16. It's so interesting to me why so many union people are voting for Donald Trump. I don't understand why all these people in Ohio that work at their hands are voting Republican. Instead of trying to understand or try to take an honest analysis, why are our ranks becoming smaller? Instead, they criticize the very people that are defecting from them. Only, by the way, accelerating the very trend of which they are criticizing and they are worried about. Play cut 153.
That's what's so interesting to me, that there are so many Latinos that vote Republican because they vote against their own self-interest. If you really are interested in these types of issues, mm-hmm. then you're a Democrat.
Yeah, you're a Democrat. What type of issues are those exactly? That gender is a fluid construct, that we should teach children about the most sensitive sexual topics imaginable? Food shortages? Look, the consensus amongst all of you, and I'm right there with you, is, what have you done lately to make me trust you? But let me kind of take a step that I think would make this at least a little bit of a positive. Because I'm not here to convince you to trust a group of people that the pattern of that very type of person, Republican leadership over the last 10 years, has been lackluster and has been what we call base service, base lip service. But at least, and I will say this, what we can derive from the Republican announcement today is that the base is driving the conversation and driving the narrative. Now, many of you say, Charlie, I don't trust it. It's all lip service, all that. You know what? You're right. You got to see action to believe it. And I'm not here to tell you, oh, yeah, after Boehner, after Ryan, after all that, things are going to get magically better. I mean, come on. Look at what we saw. However, the pressure that you are articulating, the pressure we're putting on this program is driving the Republican Party towards a much better direction. Are we there? No. No. Are we making progress? Oh, yeah. Is the journey continuing? You bet. Are we starting to notch up wins? Yes. Is the MAGA takeover of the Republican Party complete? No, it's not. But I could tell you that based on some of the promises, based on some of the language there today, the tone, the tenor, the base, the foundation of the party is in your hands. Your fingerprints are all over this. Your distrust is warranted. The question is, what do we do next? Keep the pressure on, support the good guys, and support the good ideas. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.